Blog Talk Radio.
Unbelievable. Rolling right on by today. We got it all. We got the World Series. We have the NBA. That's growth. We have the NFL. That's the midway. Starting to cook up. We got college football. But first and foremost, we got to talk about last night in an epic. They win World Series, take it down, even 8-7, infinite, a flat-out thriller. That's not just fun, baseball, all the way through. We're going to talk about primarily Game 17. So they rolled up in the game. They were ready to rock and roll. Fowler, his leadoff home run. So up, baby. Now, they knew something was going on. David Ross hit the home run. Javier Baez, two errors. All of baseball. Baez. He has two errors. And the next thing you know, he hits a home run out of the ball. Said, oh, it's going to come. Oh, it's going to come. Joe Madden was doing that. ERA leader in all. 4 2/3. And he walks one guy and he makes him out. What are you doing? Okay, you put Lester in the game. Lester comes. He walks back. They come in on a wild pitch. Two runners. One of them games. The one, no one was thinking about going off a walk. And he finished. I was like, he doesn't want to go to the bullpen. And he didn't want to go to Lester Thompson. He rolls up there, breathes. Like, hey, this might be over. Chapman out in the 8th inning, dead man walking. It was just a 3 in the 8th, and from Chapman out. Rajay Davis comes up, he yanks one down, didn't leave the park. Ties the game. You talk about pandemonium. LeBron James going banana. Everybody was like, oh, here comes another. The Billy Goats out. Every curse out there from fans. They can't believe this. They went down. Happened. Both the fourth tonight. Come back out to the Cubs with a quarter run. Grizzo got one. Patterson with another run. They're up 8-6. Unfortunately, no more chat. So here comes the bullpen first. Edwards and Montgomery. Somehow they threw it. Even though they did four runs, 8-8. Ground out third. Chris Bryant throws it to Rizzo and on the Chicago. That place, Indian fans relieved. The Cubs fans, so much. You didn't know where you were outside of flat out pandemonium out there. They went bananas in Chicago. So, again, they hadn't won a World Series. In other words, they hadn't won a World Series. Teddy Roosevelt.
I need to know that. Teddy Roosevelt kind of back there in terms of president.
I'm just saying, it's one of the things that's like, wow,
unbelievable game. Unbelievable. These Cubs are the World Series champions. Thank you for that. Now we talk about game 7. You already know. You only need one name. You talk about game 7 of the World Series. That tells all time. You talk about Matt. That's right. You talk about Art. Paul Morris. You talk about Gonzo. Then you talk about Mad Bum. That's what you talk about in game 7. I have no idea about them games. That's where I what here. Anytime you talk 7, that is one of the worst flat out. If like that shutout is just mowing a bounce, give me the ball and let the roll take out the play. But I didn't think it was ever going to get better than that last night. My man, Harry Curry. Cubs win. Unreal. Real. Oh, baseball is gone. Oh, yeah. Well, I know it's about to get cold outside, but oh, I'm going to miss baseball. One heck. Yeah, you can throw my Giants, my 4 years. Pretty much baseball. All right, well, we said we're going to get to the game today. We're really only going to talk about the two because they've been destroyed at NBA so far. I mean, oh, back. Russell West. Are you kidding me? I mean, everybody talk about the Thunder. Ladies and gentlemen, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they got a better record right now than the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, they're missing Kevin Durant a lot. But they are 4-0. Right now, Russell Westbrook is cooking. You want to know how much he's cooking? No problem. 38 points a game. He is going bananas out here. The only really main offensive threat that they've been having has been Victor Oladipo, and Enes Kanter, but you know, matter of fact, last night, other day, they picked up Jeremy Grant, another dude, DC County. These dudes are doing different DC County. Actually, DC County, Maryland, you know, big time spot, basketball town, and where I'm from, that is where they are. They just keep on rolling them in. Now they say, probably the next one come out next year's draft. Anyway, the other guy, Anthony Davis, he's been on the total opposite end of the coin. Can't win a game. They're 0-5. Anthony Davis, he's been killing. 31.6 points a game, 11.8 boards a game. How about 3 blocks a game, 4 steals a game. He's been killing, but he's had no help. He's had absolute no help. The only person who's helped him out is Tim Frazier. Remember the undrafted point guard, really, last year. He's starting out there, balling. Well, they out there. Two best players easily early on, Westbrook and Davis. So, undefeated, too. Honest chilling. I know what to do to Westbrook and Davis. Oh, my goodness. In the NFL, we're not going to do that. Julio Jones. Why would you do this out here? And,
Buccaneers, they've been doing all this work. They've been doing short and no Doug, no Charles out there, no Vince Austin Barry and Jenkins. This week, they can't even use him. So they're just struggling to get healthy. They haven't been healthy all year. And but it's a big game. It's a huge game. Buccaneers actually win this. They're right back right, even though it would be 4-5. And it's a big game. Hey, the Raiders, a big time game. It's for the AFC. They are playing the Broncos. Derek Carr, Steve's got to be one of the leaders. Steve, they are on the unbelievable. Last week, third Barry broke 5 more yards, have 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions. This game will come down to, I can wait, 5 receivers in the corner. Do that. Michael B. going against Chris Harris and the Keith Lee. Oh, back. Let's get it rolling. Rolling again for the lead in the NFC West. That will be Sunday night. All right, on the Sunday game, Steelers, they're at the Ravens. Somehow, they're trying to make Ben Roethlisberger game time. He's trying to get back. Hey, saying everybody else, Stanley, he's right guard. Marshall Gonda, he's shoulder. Can't get help. Can't get help. Unreal for the Ravens in New York. Eagles going to get up. Nice. Both 4-3. They got to find a way. One of them, because in last place, they have the bye. So one of them has to get a victory. The Eagles, they've been running a dink and dunk offense lately with Carson Wentz, but again, they don't have much pass protection, so they've had to do the Eagles. They haven't had any type of pass protection. They have a new kicker. Robbie Tiki Barber. I mean, they just have not been able to run the ball in years. Right now, they're leading rusher, Shaq Jennings. Doesn't have a yard. Kidding me? Oh. The Vikings, they have the Lions at home. Huge game. There's all types of stuff. Well, it's just Ford Turner. He jumps up. He resigns in December. They get the agree on where the offense. I don't. They've been in every game. They just find a way to lose. And you know, I'm gonna be watching Jack Conlin and Joey Bosa. Jack Conlin, you know, he's the best tackle in the game over there, right? That's Bosa. Fourth game. Rolling. What about Marco Murray? He comes up. Guard. But it's all about the offense. Even if it cannot go in a rock and roll, it will last for the type. Yes, I'm looking for that fourth game in Green Bay as the Colts coach, the Packers. That's right, and Luck on one side, Aaron Rodgers himself, Packers, they've survived. It is not fun. And running back, keep anybody out there. Bruce Ty Montgomery out there. He's happy. They're not keeping anybody out there. Only thing that's good for them, Colt. 31st pass. He ravaged that with Mr. Rogers. Hey, they gotta keep somebody out there. Rogers. And then play some defense. Remember, last game they played for 32 in Atlanta, it was Seahawks go after. Seahawks, they've struck all year off. See, Russell Wilson at Amazon. He had pec injury. He said Seahawks won't let him. He's not able to scramble after his game. How are you going to tell him to do that? Well, get an underrated sighting. They got Percy Harvin.
So,
yeah, the play for like 16 that's fully returned to kickoff return is.
Well, comes up, still just kind of picky.
They haven't had much.
Start on the offensive.
Sammy Watkins, no, he's on the IR. Sean McCoy, he might not be out. There's a lot of chance. He should be in. Early on, the game's okay. They're able to stay awake. The game tonight, UCLA at Colorado. Now, oh, this would be big at all. But guess who leads the Pac-12 South? Right, Colorado. They come up here. They're off. They're cooking. They're 19 in total offense. They almost get 500 yards. They are rolling. They're doing it. They win. They have run that game. They run under 100. They have lost flat out. That's how you know their record. It's just rolling. They should run the ball. They're not bad either. Very straight start. And they. Problematic. Got all these running backs. Probably got the best running back prospect here in Campo. But he's not there. And so they have gone up three rushing ball. They rushed 85.5 yards. The lowest out there. They're last in the nation. Illinois. They won't be celebrating. So. The West Coast comes up Northwest. Are you kidding me? East West Coast 3-2 against the top 10. I believe that. They're not playing the top 10 team this week. And now you have a 4-way tie place in the Big Ten West. But everybody jumbled up there. There you got Wisconsin. They come up. They haven't won in Northwestern, 17 years, their place haven't been able to win. Got Austin Card, big lead on deep right now. Now, this should be good. I'm not going to make an upset, but this is going to be good over there in East. All right, over there at Death Valley, Syracuse coming down. I come up here. There's nobody. Got it. Really good. They're really lucky. Five of their wins. No less. Not that they are doing well. I watched it. 3 or 4 yards. For the last 5 games. Bowl eligible. Ooh, what a thought. That is this season. Told you. Dino, baby. Get done. He was over there. Remember he was at Bowling Green? No fair shirt. Won't be there long. I think. Oklahoma State. They go to and keep going for his 100. You know he has conference over there. He's gonna have to watch over the edge. Who can say? No, it doesn't matter. No, they're fifth and rush defense. They barely give 100. Barely give up 100 yards. Game 6-1 points. Just under. They don't know where they're going. Kenny last week, Kenny Hill, he mentioned Thomas Boyd. But if Kenny Hill will be back out, Kyle Hicks, he comes up. He's going to be rushing as well. He's ready to rock. So, DCU, they haven't been able to score like 19.3 points in their last 3 games. Back. Anyway, Russell, he just is fabulous. 11 interceptions. He has a record. He needs one. Oh, those out. Ooh, he is rolling. Over there in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Florida's coming down. Now, Florida, they're looking at their SEC title. They are rolling. They have never lost. mortar. They're not your typical, you know, offensive juggernaut, but they have been at it deep. Not since Urban left down. But how about Antonio Callaway? First Gator for five different ways. Top one, and one again. Turn. Five, six, wait, four, eight. Cow. Well, this, remember, this state did scare the pants off of Clemson. Now they're at home. They're home. He is, what is it? Alvin Cook. He started starting to throw 158 yards. Him in his last 5 days. He started to roll. Last deep, complete this four touchdown. Oh yeah, that's one of the dudes I want. One for one of my teams, primarily the Skins. See the running back out there. They're over there, and now that could have up over there. State college over in Iowa is coming to town. Four in a row, bro. How about Iowa? They won a school record, 9 straight road games. Hello. Don't be sleeping on the Hawkeyes. Now, they can get hot. Never know. They know they can win games. They know they got one of the best coaches in college football. All old stuff. And, you know, Juan Barkley and Tracy McSorley, you know, that's the offensive stars. Iowa, they're going to get the ball rolling. They haven't lost a big time because they haven't been blown out. They have 3 losses. They're 5-3. They've barely been all year long. Watch out. This one. The big game. Nebraska at Arpec, Ohio State. You know the routine in this one. Nebraska, they got 1 loss. They're to win their side of the big game. Ohio State, they have 1 loss. They're looking to win their side of the picture. It should be good. Ohio State, they've only given up 13 touchdowns all season long. Then you have Alabama going to LSU. Who know how this goes? Alabama, their favorite 3 teams. Then you have LSU. They're 3-0 over Ed Ogeron. Leonard Fournette, he had plenty of reps. He put 80 yards he had. And Alabama's won the last 5. So, here's one, Cal. Bosh, that's the number one pass. Pac-12, and he's in the Cal. Browning and Miles, that's for the Huskies. That should be on Saturday. All right, for that. Hey, we're not going to have college basketball preview tomorrow. That is for next Friday. Okay, next Friday. Hulu and bye-bye.